Alexis Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Find it difficult to treat patients with AIDS.
He talked to me briefly and I said, would you accept me as your patient? He threw up his arms to the ceiling and looked up and said, there is no cure for AIDS and there never will be. He said, I can't take handling so many young people dying. He said, I just cannot take it.
But the 7,000 who have died from AIDS by 1985 are still, for most Americans, anonymous statistics.
To say, you can't come to school if you have measles, or even not immunized, and then turn around and allow a person who has what is apparently, at this time, the most dreaded communicable disease that we know about, to be in school with other children.
It would be years later that the revelation he had AIDS also exposed his homosexuality. Hudson had successfully hidden it, even had a brief studio-arranged marriage when a magazine threatened to expose him.
Scientists at the National Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta today released the results of a study which shows that the lifestyle of some male homosexuals has triggered an epidemic of a rare form of cancer.
Researchers are now studying blood and other samples from the victims, trying to learn what is causing the disease. So far, they have had no luck.
Well, shortly after those infamous newscasts, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Robert Gallo came out and said that he had found the culprit, HIV. And boy, was that a day to remember. This fraud has continued. It's been 30 years since that infamous press conference. And on the first hour of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show, we're going to cover this in-depthly with, of course, Steve Starr's filmmaker of HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, taking a look at 30 years of this HIV fraud. Steve, exciting day and an exciting hour we have prepared for our listeners.
Yeah, I wish it was the end of this fraud, the full exposure and prosecution of the very dangerous people who perpetuated this on the American public at the cost of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives here in just the U.S. alone, Bob. It was April 23rd, 1984, when that announcement was made by Human Health Services Secretary Margaret Heckler. Right, Margaret Heckler and Robert Gallo, who said they have found the probable cause of AIDS. And when they did this, the public was so totally buffaloed by the whole thing, you know, thinking that the government and their research is going to come up with an answer, and no one questioned anything of what was going on. The scientific results weren't even published until a week later. Gallo's fraud is so huge now that it's probably spent close to $350 billion, poisoned millions of people around the world. But what's even worse, Bob, it's not about AIDS. It's about perpetuating the medical industrial health care's control grid all over the world. That's what was really a lot behind it all. It wasn't even about a disease. Never has been about the patient. Never has been about the disease. Always about big pharma, and always about these people in these white coats who pretend to be the priests of high tech medicine.
They're gods. It's scientism. It's its own religion, Steve. And it's important that we continue to debunk the dogma that is the HIV virus, and take a closer look at what it is that's really continuing to hurt these people. And these people are suffering, folks. We're not AIDS deniers, no. But we do want to readdress what's at hand here. And if we may, let's go back before that infamous press conference 30 years ago today and take a look what at what was brewing before then, and Dr. Robert Gallo, the supposed discoverer of HIV, was very much involved with cancer research in the late 1970s. And he researched cancer looking for a virus, a viral cause of many of the cancers they were seeing, didn't he, Steve?
Yeah, his whole approach was sort of back-assward toward everything. He would find a virus and then try to pin a disease to it, you know, kind of like a blind man playing pin the tail on the donkey. You know, if he found a virus, there had to be a disease, okay? So he spent more time trying to associate his diseases with viruses than he did actually looking at the causes of the diseases and trying to determine, you know, what it was that was actually being caused. And so as a result, you know, he came up with HTLV-1 and HTLV-2, both of these fraudulent hypotheses, which he tried to blame for immunosuppression or leukemia, forms of leukemia in cats and stuff like that. You know, he was always trying to associate any virus he found that he could patent with the disease. And he had failed over and over and over and yielded no benefit at all to the patients at the cost of all this huge amount of money in the virus cancer program. So what you had to realize is in 1980, when the budget got so far out of control with inflation, Reagan cut the budget for the virus cancer program, which really wasn't going anywhere. You have to see that this is a big part of this. So you've got a very large group of very extremely well-trained people, virologists and stuff like that, who had been working on virus cancer for 20 years now, coming up with nothing, diddly squat, bridges to bubkis, as they say. And now they were unemployed, okay? So then you had this group of gay men who suddenly developed immune deficiencies, and as even in that little bit of a piece of sound that we played there, Bob, they mentioned it was only a small percentage in the very fast-track lifestyle using amyl nitrate poppers, a substance they could buy off-the-counter, a Burroughs Welcome product, Burroughs Welcome, GlaxoSmithKline. That's how the company has evolved over the years. Yes.
This was essentially a recreational drug. Right. That they would huff, and I don't know, is that the right term, huff?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Inhale.
Yeah. Right, inhale it.
And it caused a number of different ailments. On top of that, you have these individuals with multiple partners penetrating them, and this is a little graphic, folks, but let's see, how can I put this in a family way? These were bottoms. Most of the people who were really suffering from this immune breakdown were bottoms. And if you take a look at where much of our immune system is, well, you can put two and two together, right, Steve? I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, there was a lot of problems related to that. Of course, they had all sorts of variant forms of standard venereal disease. They were popping antibiotics like candy and vitamins like M&M, even prophylactically, if you like, not that word, no pun intended, but taking these things before they would go on bathhouse visits. It wasn't common for many of the first gay AIDS patients to have as many as 500 to 1,000 sex partners per year. And they would do this in combination of using this amyl nitrate, because it would actually, it was the very same substance that is used as nitric oxide radical, in often which is either triggered or mimicked in drugs that enhance erectile dysfunction. Funny how that business came about after all this, right?
Well, are you going to do another Bob Dole impression, please?
I don't know. I won't do Bob Dole tonight. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. So we had this community that was suffering, and they needed to pin this on something other than their aberrant lifestyles, okay?
Right.
And conveniently, you had Dr. Robert Gallo still lurking there looking for something to latch on to here. Very conveniently. And, well, he had tried to establish that he could figure it out.
Right. He thought it was a sexually – well, he was trying to associate with a sexually transmitted disease, which actually came later on. Most people don't realize that. But it was intended to be looked at as some sort of a blood-borne virus, which we can fight with a pharmaceutical. That was the solution they were going to give us. This is typical Hegelian dialect stuff, friends. And it's amazing that so many people in the 9/11 truth movement don't comprehend AIDS for what it really was. It's just like 9/11, just like global warming, Hegelian dialect. They had a problem. They exasperated it. They blew it up big in the news, just like those pieces that you've heard. And then the government steps in, Bob, with a solution. Dun-da-da, Superman, right? So when everybody was busy in 1984, this is a political year, Reagan was up for re-election, gay men were in the streets demanding answers because they were being led to believe that this was some sort of infectious disease too. And by the way, if you think we're being hard on some of these folks, the gay men in particular, you got to realize that I've met so many people, and I'm not, you know, inclined to be sociologically or ideologically involved with a lot of these folks anyway, but they have said that they really appreciate the fact that I've told the truth, because these guys, some of them anyway, and they're dissidents in their own community being ostracized, Bob, and hated. They want the truth. They want to know what is really going on here, because they know it's not HIV. And they also know that this is primarily a risk group behavior disease that would started in the bathhouses and IV drug addicts, and then right. we were told it's a sexually infectious disease.
It's HIV. It's right. HIV. It's all the boogeyman, and if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
The future.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First, the probable cause of AIDS has been found, a variant of a known human cancer virus. Second, not only has the agent been identified, but a new process has been developed to mass produce this virus. Thirdly, With discovery of both the virus and this new process, we now have a blood test for AIDS. With the blood test, we can identify AIDS victims with essentially 100% certainty.
Thank you, Secretary.
100% certainty. Yeah.
Yeah. What a debt. Margaret Heckler. I mean, this is, you can't imagine somebody as incredibly irresponsible as this woman, Health and Human Services Secretary Margaret Heckler.
That clip was 30 years ago today, ladies and gentlemen. And for the first hour tonight, before Doug Owen from Blacklisted News joins us, we're talking about that fraud that had been presented on that day that has remained with us since then. And it has created quite a bit of confusion and quite a bit of suffering. And Steve Starrs, of course, if you don't know, along with being my regular co-host, is a filmmaker who made a film in the 1990s called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. So, Steve, we talked about what happened up until that point. Now let's go to the press conference that day. Dr. Robert Gallo says he's figured out the culprit. They can mass produce it and they can test it with 100% certainty. You tell me the real story here, Steve.
Yeah, the big problem is Robert Gallo's his test results will not be published until a week after this press conference. Of his, I believe it was 92 patients that he tested, 46 of them, less than half, actually tested positive for antibody, not the virus, because they weren't testing for the virus, they were testing for antibody. Less than half. Okay, so the question is, why do all the other AIDS patients, which you call AIDS patients, not have the virus? It's the first major question. And then, of course, as we've talked about before, Gallo had failed so awfully. He's been a scumbag all of his career. And he even has a Nobel Prize or shares one with Luc Montagnier, who actually sent him these virus samples 6 months before the press conference. It was later revealed, my God, the man stole the stuff from the French. So, I mean, this entire thing was a scam. But keep in mind, there's one person in this whole scenario you don't see. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. He is still there, Jesuit-trained Anthony Fauci. He used to boast about his Jesuit training, by the way, on his wiki page. Okay, these guys planned all of this before it all started. So you think the Whore of Babylon and, you know, the Sorcery of Babylon, which is the Pharmakia, is not involved in all this, my friends? They've been behind this the whole time. Now, Reagan needed something to get the gay community off of his back, to turn the corner on this thing. They want to make everybody in white America feel like the blood supply was safe, right? So they could test the blood supply. That was the big issue at this point. They were going to spend a whopping $2 million on this whole thing. $2 million. Well, it's turned into probably close to $350 billion by now. It's almost as much as the Iraqi war, really, on any other scale, depending upon which years and what time. And it's poisoned millions of people. They're giving AZT, a drug designed to destroy DNA, to pregnant women all over the world now. Designed to destroy DNA. This is how this whole thing took over. And, you know, very few people question it, Bob. I didn't even myself until 1992 when I began to look at some of the research of some of the scientists, two of which were Nobel Prize winners, Kerry Mullis and Dr. Walter Gilbert, who opposed this along with, as you know, the Scientific Group for Reappraisal, which is now RethinkingAIDS.com. So we have over, I guess it's over 300 physicians now worldwide who have joined us who are now demanding answers and exploiting their opportunity, if necessary, to show the holes in the HIV theory. But as you said, Bob, you know, this whole thing came up out of a political year. It was a political solution. There was no fact at all to the 100% validity of a test that does not even test for the virus. And the results were never peer-reviewed. This was like saying gorillas on the dark side of the moon are causing lightning storms and saying we don't even know that they're there, but we can see gorilla poop. You know, I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that this test was allowed to be perpetuated and thrown and hoisted upon the American public. And no one checked it out at all. And that's why we ended up in this mess. But it's all a part of the health control grid. It's all a part of the, you know, the vaccines. We're going to be talking about those. We have on this show. We've talked about the entire health care, Obamacare issue. If we would have caught this years ago, friends, we would never be in the mess we're in now. 30 years ago, this was going on. 30 years. So, Bob, I don't know. Did I go off? I think I got to the
main. I think it's important, Steve, that we take a couple steps back.
and address the time-old question. Time-old?
Yeah, old-time question. Old-time.
Anyways, the old-time. The question that everybody needs to ask, and that is HIV a bioweapon? Was it created in a laboratory? And that is what so many people believe. And I think it's important that we address this. And to address this, I will allow Steve to now rant. Steve, go.
Okay, it was not, HIV itself does not do anything, friends, and it's not new. Let me explain this way, okay? There's a thing called Farr's Law, which determines how old a virus is. It's based on how often and far it's, how far out it's spread. Let me give you an example. Let's say I found a brand new fish, and I'm sure it's a brand new species that was just created. It's called a rainbow trout, and it's in Colorado. And I want to patent the genes on this brand new fish, but somebody else says, hey, you know, I've got some of those up in Wisconsin. And other people say, yeah, New Mexico and Arizona and California and all over Canada and maybe even in Russia and places like that. It's not a new fish. It's been around all over the place. That's what HIV turned out to be. It wasn't something that was found just in gay AIDS patients. It turned out it was at randomly spread, evenly spread between the sexes at the time the testing and the antibody testing was announced in this press conference. It wasn't created in a test tube. My God, it's been around for 200 years. It wasn't created in a bio lab. Whatever it is that they're testing for, agreeable that there is an actual retrovirus composed of RNA called HIV out there, friends. It's not new. It was evenly spread between men and women in 1985. By Farr's Law, the definition is it's too evenly spread. It cannot be new. It's got to be hundreds of years old. It's a harmless passenger virus or a viral code if you don't even buy into the viral aspect of it. So it's not new. It cannot not have been the recent cause of this disease. That was the first obvious flaw. There were so many others. There was no virus found in the patient because all they found were antibodies. I mean, it was like one T cell out of 1,000 that were infected. The T cells reproduce at 5% a day. That's like trying to kill the Chinese army at 3 soldiers a day. It doesn't work mathematically. They have never, never been able to solve that problem, even with their viral load hypothesis, which was a miserable failure and an attempt to do that. So there's not enough numeric virus, even if T cells were infected by HIV. Retroviruses do not kill their host cells. Okay, all 10 of these reasons and things like that we go over in our video, AIDSfraudvideo.com. If you want to see that, AIDSfraudvideo.com, we present these 10 reasons. But the point is very simple. That there was never really any science at all behind this. It was just a slam dunk, gullible, hook, line, and sinker line that was fed for the medical industrial complex with that ditz, Margaret Heckler, this crook and thief who stole, obviously, his research from Luc Montagnier, who's also come out and said that he thinks HIV, the man who actually really discovered it, could be very well benign. He said this in many cases, and we'll talk about that too. But that's the bottom line.
Steve, it's been 30 years since that press conference that has put forth this HIV fraud. And when we get back, we're going to talk Magic Johnson. We're going to talk HIV cures and so much more on this Bob Tuscan HIV fraud special.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
From people 30 years later about HIV and get their thoughts, see if they know anybody who unfortunately had to deal with this and so on and so forth. And I also want to tell you the story about Lindsay Nagel in a little bit, but let's start with the most high-profile AIDS case. This was, in my eyes, no different than the people shooting John Lennon and so on and so forth. This was a high-profile, trauma-based mind control stunt. That was Magic Johnson announcing to the world that he was HIV positive. Well, conveniently he gained, 30 pounds and played for the Dream Team shortly after. But no, he was taking the dangerous DNA-destroying AZT, a reject chemotherapy drug that will kill you in its own right without a doubt. Magic Johnson, probably one of the biggest frauds. He probably got an ultimatum saying, Hey, Magic. Either you keep your mouth shut and become the poster boy for this, or we will kill you anyways. And sure enough, he's still alive to this day. Looking good, Magic. Looking good. you fraudster, you. And, well, I guess you might not be able to blame him, but, I mean, Steve, your thoughts. Magic Johnson.
He's a jock. He's a jock. He's an entertainer. You know, I mean, initially what happened was, I think there are some, even Dick Gregory pointed out that he thought they had Magic on some drug charges and some other things, you know, all kinds of precarious situations that he had gotten himself into in his career. And of course, when he tested positive for antibody, which is what they test you for, friends, with the ELISA test, it's enzyme-linked assay, they test you for an antibody, which is like saying you find gorilla poop, which means there must be gorillas there. Okay, it's not the gorilla, it's the poop that you're looking at, right? And that's what they find are antibodies. Now, this test in itself has over 70 different cross-reactions that can cause you to test false positive, one of which is pregnancy, multiple pregnancies. If you have a if you've had tuberculosis or malaria, or if you've had vaccinations, there are various things that will cause the antibodies to light up on this enzyme-linked assay test, the antibody positive status, which will tell you that you're positive. So it's not 100% accurate, not even close. As a matter of fact, it's about it's incredibly inaccurate. It's a very dangerous test. But anyway, Magic Johnson turned up positive. Okay, so then he made this big announcement, and George H. Walker Bush Sr. said, well, let's just get Magic to be our spokesman for the AIDS enterprise thing that we're working on here to help him, help mankind. So he stepped up to do that, and he started taking AZT, which is a DNA chain terminating drug, and he got very sick on it. And he's admitted this, so if you look at his own, you know, candid admissions, he will tell you that he could not handle the drugs that he was taking. He threw them down the toilet. They were making him violently sick. He was becoming very, very sick, anemic. You lose weight on this stuff. It is a chemotherapy, as Bob says. It's exactly what it was designed to do, was to kill white blood cells. And you read on the black box warnings, and you can see that it mimics the diseases of HIV. It mimics them, or causes the very same things, which means it causes AIDS, friends, by prescription. Point is simply this, that Magic did not take those drugs, because as Bob said, he gained 30 pounds, he was playing with the Dream Team, the Olympic team, and then he mysteriously left, if you recall. If you remember those days, he just kind of dropped out, said, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm going to move on with some other things. And he was quiet for a couple of years, and then he kind of came back. And for a long time, he would go on talk shows and not even mention HIV/AIDS. But then they got him involved in the testing and all this and that. There's all this kind of money. And as Bob pointed out, you know, there's pressure. And he's an entertainer, a public appeal person. And Oprah Winfrey wants to have him on the show. And, of course, he and Cookie are all there talking about his diet and his chicken places and his businesses, you know. And, you know, he's a smiling guy. And he gets on there. And, of course, he's pimping for AIDS industry drugs and testing right now. So he's come full scale around of the whole thing, but he's never been a reliable source, and he's never gotten sick because he's never gone on to take the pharmaceutical diseases. He's taken pretty good care of his health, reasonably speaking, as an athlete. And he's fine. He's not going to die of AIDS, and that's been a big mystery. But what about Ryan White? Well, he was a hemophiliac. He was 18 years old on AZT. What about Arthur Ashe? He had a serious heart problem. They put him on AZT, too, after, what, his third heart operation? What about Kimberly Brigalis? A woman who was perfectly normal but had a yeast infection, they put her on AZT. You can see video of her in our film. She's in Congress losing her hair in a wheelchair. This is what AZT will do to you. This is why Magic Johnson's alive and why those people are dead. And we've known too many people personally, Bob and I, who have either had some exposure to this stuff, and even though they found out later in life and got off of it, you know, and did very well for several years, the long-term effects of AZT are permanent, ongoing, and ever-increasingly devastating to the human body. That's all there is to it. It's very hard after months of treatment of this DNA chain-terminating drug to get people back on track. So sometimes they succumb years later, but they have a few good years. Anyway, point is simply this. Magic Johnson is a fraud, and he's selling these drugs. He's the biggest Uncle Tom I can think of concerning what's happening in Africa right now. Now, the man who replaced Nelson Mandela, Thabo Mbeki, I think was a pretty good man. He was trained in the West. He was a real economist. And he's even talked about the failure of what's happened in South Africa. It wasn't very popular during the Mandela funeral, you know, debacle. But he called for a council to come together and discuss what was really going on. And AIDS Incorporated just shut him out. And they said, no, HIV is the cause of AIDS because we say so. These drugs are good for Africans because we say so. even the UN, believe it or not, even the UN and some of the people working on the ground, because they're at the top, right? You know, they don't have it all figured out. But they said, man, we found out that feeding people with good nutrition, since we couldn't get the pharmaceutical drugs way out here into the bush, turned out to be very successful in healing their problems. And a lot of people in the ground even gave up on trying to use these pharmaceuticals on Africans because it wasn't working. So it turned into mass genocide. In reality, HIV/AIDS was never about Africa in the beginning. Most people have no idea about this. From 1980 to 1986 and 87, AIDS was all a gay disease and a drug disease in the United States. Then they began to export this into the poor world, the third world, Africa. Then it became from Africa. And so it wasn't something that initially originated in thought, at least in the plan, until, oh, we now discovered that it must have come from Africa. No, friends, they took it over there because it wasn't working in the United States. AIDS has gone into decline in 1992. It is now a rare disease in the United States, and it's been in serious decline for, gosh, well, now we're talking 22 years, you know, something like that. It's been gone that long as a real threat and as a growing epidemic in the United States. But they've taken it overseas, and they're using this. What it really is about the healthcare control grid. It's about the international healthcare control grid, locking down, testing people, setting up programs, sucking us for money, scaring the daylights out of us, all over a perpetuated retrovirus, which is absolutely debunked and bankrupt in its scientific value, Bob. So, I mean, I think that...
where do we go from here? 800-313-9443. 30 years later, ladies and gentlemen, quick story here about Lindsay Nagel.
Yeah.
Because I think this story really highlights just exactly what's at hand here. A little girl by the name of Lindsay Nagel was adopted from Romania. Her parents brought her here to the States, and they decided to HIV test her as a matter of protocol.
Yeah, I think it was mandatory, actually. They had to, I think. But go ahead.
Yeah, mandatory protocol, right. So she got here, and... she tested positive, and they were devastated, absolutely devastated. The doctors were telling them, oh, she's only got a few years to live, and they ran to the pharmacy. On the pharmacy floor, they dosed her up with her first cocktail of AZT, again, a reject chemotherapy DNA destroyer, and she consumed it, and next thing you know, her health started to decline rapidly. So you had this perfectly healthy baby girl who was living life and, because of a test, was drastically headed downhill. Well, they started to realize after a few months and then after a year eventually that her health was starting to decline rapidly, and it was things that they could account for that were listed as a possible side effect for the AZT. So she was having a hard time walking, she was weak, and so on and so forth. And they realized, man, something's up here. So they reached out to a virologist by the name of Dr. Peter Duesberg. And they said to Dr. Peter Duesberg, hey, what's going on here? What's really the issue here? And he wrote back saying, get her off all of that nasty medication now. Now. And they did so. Long story short, she started to regain her health rapidly, and she's now in her 20s and is a healthy young lady. All the other kids in her portion of the hospital with AIDS that stayed on the medication, they died in a few years.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Wrapping up our look at 30 years of the HIV fraud, Steve Starrs, director of the documentary film HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, continues to cover this. The Bob Tuscan Show has been at the forefront of the HIV fraud activism, and we're very happy to do so because this is a topic that many people in the alternative media either don't get, haven't had access to good information on, or are flat out shilling on, fear-mongering on, and so on and so forth. HIV, it's not just the cause of AIDS. No, HIV has never been isolated, has never been proven to be the cause, and is not what they're actually testing for when you're given an HIV test. What's at hand? Well, underlying ailments, other underlying disease, aberrant lifestyles,
and dangerous antiviral medications that are the equivalent of chemotherapy, not just chemotherapy, but reject chemotherapy drugs and DNA destroyers. As promised, we're going to get to a few phone calls to wrap up this segment. Next segment, next hour rather, on the Bob Tuscan Show, we have our weekly war report with Doug Owen from Blacklisted News, and I'm excited to get to that. There's a lot of geopolitical information that we have to get to, and Doug is quite the news buff at blacklistednews.com. But first, as I said, let's get to the phones. Dave in Wisconsin, your thoughts.
Yeah, very, very interesting subject matter here, and very important subject matter, I might add.
Agreed.
Last fall, a friend of mine sent me an email that had a YouTube article on it, and it's titled "The Exploding Autoimmune Epidemic," and it's presented. The presentation is by a Dr. Randall Tent over in Michigan. And I found it to be really, really informative for two reasons. He described a lot of the progress concerning work that was being done in laboratories regarding things like weaponized biological elements and things like that, and the. And along with a historical perspective of it reaching back into the late 50s and into the early 60s. And I was wondering if either of you were familiar with his presentation titled "The Exploding Autoimmune Epidemic."
I'm not acquainted with it, but, you know, I would say this, Dave. The thing about all these things is you have to remember that HIV is like Al-Qaeda. Okay, it's an umbrella that covers all kinds of activity. It can cover everything from people who are starving to death, they're dying of AIDS, to people who fall off ladders, they're dying of AIDS too. See, it's HIV causes people to fall off ladders. It also causes meteorites to hit, you know, and things like that.
Well, this, is a doctor.
But hear me out. What I'm saying is that when you talk about these things, there's a lot of there's a big pot, a melting pot of ideas about autoimmune diseases. And the problem that you have is when you have various things, you have to actually isolate the disease or the disease agent. And you can talk about creating autoimmune diseases, of course. And I'm all in favor of saying that, yes, the biolabs are out there. Look what happened with anthrax right after 9/11. Obviously, that came from the, you know,
well,
the...
That's actually his line of work, is he treats these autoimmune diseases when there's a deficiency. So I found it to be very... I worked in a hospital years ago, so I'm familiar somewhat with the way... biological reactions occur.
Is there anyone specifically that he notes that we should investigate? Because, again, what I'm looking for are exact, you know, genomes of either microbiological causes or chemical causes or whatever they could be. That's what we have to do. We have to narrow it down. And that's what's not happening. HIV is designed to create a cloud of confusion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that where you're going with this is wrong. I'm just saying that what we have to do is pick it apart and find out what's really happening here, because it could be a very isolated pocket of something created. I believe that Mycoplasma incognito could have been one of those things that was inserted into certain vials and vaccines as a double-blind placebo test tested on our Gulf War people. That's a possibility. We know what Mycoplasma X is, though. You see what I'm saying?
What he described is one standout student, and I failed to recall her last name, but her first name is Mary, and she was involved in some of this earlier work back, like I said, in the late 50s era. And what he describes during his presentation is the cultures that were used that involved liver elements from biopsy liver tissue from monkeys, and that culture was the primary culture that was used to vaccinate people literally almost universally, especially in the United States, during the time when hardly anyone had polio, and then there was essentially polio became quite widespread, and it was a vaccination supposedly to prevent polio, to inoculate and prevent polio. And that virus, that culture, is carried forward in the cultures that were continued in use. And it is, it was a compelling presentation. Yeah, but anyway, keep up. I mean, this is an excellent topic of conversation.
Thank
Everyone
you.
Has to be concerned about whether their own body is able to counteract whatever junk goes in it with all these different food processing chemicals.
Oh, yeah, and that's really behind it, all the additives and all the chemicals. And those are the things that are a threat to our health, not this boogeyman of a virus. And that's what we're trying to get across here. Dave, thanks for the call. Let's take one more call and talk to Ed in Kentucky. Hello, Ed.
Hello, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Hope everybody's doing good.
Good.
I, you know, right now I'm sitting here trying to hold back tears of remembering the friends I've lost to AIDS or so-called HIV.
It's sad.
I would honestly, you guys, RBN has given up so much information of the last month. I've been listening to you guys. I'm talking about, I start from 7 o'clock, and when you guys go off the air, I go to bed. Okay, I listen to everybody.
That give you nightmares.
I take notes and everything else. You guys, if all you hosts would ever get together, put all your information together, you'd have a hell of a lawsuit against this government.
Well, we all should.
Against the AMA, against the pharmaceutical company, against the military, and it's because they're all involved. And honestly, it's like that syphilis test they did back in Alabama back in the 40s.
Yeah, Tuskegee. Uh-huh.
They literally murdered how many black men with syphilis?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, the nurse was told
you can't say nothing about it or we'll kill you.
Yeah. It's kind of stuff that's going on here.
That's your medical field, people. You're going to your doctor, oh, hi, doctor, and he's looking with lust in his eyes. Can I make more money with you dead, sick, or alive?
Dead.
And it's a flip. It's your coin toss. Do we kill him? Do we make him sick? Or what?
Yeah, these people are like a death culture. You know, I know we're running out of time, but I would encourage the listeners, go to AIDSfraudvideo.com, AIDSfraudvideo.com, my website. You can watch the film for free. It's a long film, but it'll bring you up to date as to what's actually happening with HIV. Now, there's a whole lot of questions here because we're talking about autoimmune disease, we're talking about anthrax, we're talking about all kinds of other things that are out there. But it just goes to point out, as you pointed out yourself, Ed, that there's a whole rabbit in the hat, you know, trick going on with everything in the pharmaceutical industry today, and we have very little idea of what's really happening, and we're sold programs like global warming, like, you know, 9/11 terrorists and stuff like that in order to propel government frauds, massive frauds. HIV is one of those. 9/11 is another, of course, and we see it all the time, Boston bombing, whatever you like. But go to that website, AIDSfraudvideo.com, and watch the film for free if you like. It's a long film. It'll show you 10 reasons why HIV is a... Yeah. You can see for yourself. It's an older film, but there's a lot of good ones. You know, Gary Knoll's done some great ones, and so has our good friend from
Brett
BBC. Leung,
House of Numbers.
Joan
Shelton as well.
I'll give it to you, Steve.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Coming up next hour, Doug Owen with the War Report Wednesday on Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.